Hello, you're listening to the latest podcast from the Sixth Form College, Solihull. This edition focuses on the Modern Foreign Language Department at the college, which consists of French, German, Italian, Russian and Spanish. You can find out more detailed information about this and all our courses online at www.solihullsfc.ac.uk/courses. But what better than to hear from some students that have actually studied these courses? A number of former A-level students who have since gone on to study languages at university have come back to college to talk to existing students. And they're here today to talk to us about their experiences of studying languages at A-level and going on to university.
Hey, my name's George. I'm studying German and Russian at UCL in London. And I study German, Russian and philosophy at Sixth Form College, Solihull. Before I came to college, I hadn't studied Russian before, so I really wanted the challenge of starting at GCSE and then progressing through to A-level. And it was a challenge, but I think I learned a lot out of it, both about studying and about myself and about how I learn. And also, Russian is a great language, and I've come to really enjoy it. And that's why I'm doing it at university, really. I've really enjoyed translating at university so far, so I'm looking into a career in translating, possibly interpreting. Because the teachers are so passionate at Sixth Form, I think I might actually want to do some teaching, probably in Russian, because not a lot of places offer Russian, and it's kind of a dying art, really, so I'd like to maybe teach Russian in the future.
Hello, my name is Alex. I studied English language and literature, Spanish and Russian at the Sixth Form College, and now I study Spanish and Russian at Homerton College in Cambridge. I first decided to do Russian probably for quite an unusual reason. My favourite pop group at the time were Russian, and I was quite into them, and so I was struggling to pick options, and that one just stood out to me really, so I chose that and was pleasantly surprised by how fast the course went, but mostly how easy it was to pick up. I think Bev is a fantastic teacher, and she gives you just the right amount of work for you to be able to quickly pick up the language, but there's no point where you feel really under a lot of stress. It's very manageable, and it's definitely a course I'd recommend. I decided to apply to Cambridge because it was recommended to me by my Russian teacher, Bev. I already knew that it had a great reputation, and she thought I had a chance of getting in, so I sent off an application and some samples of work which they require. They then ask you for an interview, and in the interview you're given some texts to look over, and they'll ask you a few questions about the text, normally in the foreign language, depending on how long you studied it for. They'll pick out a few words and see if you can decipher what they mean and what type of speech they are, which is generally quite straightforward. You're then asked some more general questions, which are generally aimed at just testing your thinking skills to see how you can reason, what your logic is like, and how you cope well under pressure. The process as a whole, I didn't find too stressful. I think as long as you're quite relaxed about it and you don't put all of your hopes on trying to get in, and you just go in with an open mind, it's quite a good process, and it's not too stressful. Once the interview's done, they're likely to make you an offer, which you then have to get. Although even if you don't hit your offer, as I didn't by a little bit, they will occasionally still let you in, or if not, you'll get pulled to another college, because there are 31 colleges that make up Cambridge University, and if you apply to one and you don't get in, it's likely that you'll be pulled to another one and they'll accept you.
That's all for today, but do come back soon for more podcasts from the Sixth Form College, Solihull.